Now open your question paper and look at part one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
The oldest tree in the world died one day in 1964. Its name was Prometheus, and Donald Curry cut it down. It was not only the oldest tree, but the oldest living thing ever recorded. Curry wasn't an uncaring logger or farmer making room for crops. He was a 30-year-old graduate student doing research into climate change throughout history. Trees are windows into the past. By studying the spaces between the rings that form each year, we can learn something about the experience of each tree during that period of its life. Was it warmer or colder? Was it wetter or drier? In this way, trees are repositories of Earth history. Curry wasn't planning on killing any trees. He had a special drill to remove samples from trees without cutting them down. That was the plan, but his drill got stuck in the first tree that he found. This was an irreplaceable drill from Sweden, and without it, his research would have to stop. Curry didn't know what to do and went looking for help. A local park ranger told him, "Don't worry, there are dozens of these trees in the park. We'll just cut it down and remove your drill." Neither Curry nor the park ranger knew that Prometheus was a special tree when they killed the oldest life form known on Earth. At that time, they had no idea just how old it was. After retrieving his drill, Curry took a look at the rings inside. Each ring corresponded to a year of the tree's life. By the end of the day, he had counted 1,000 years back in history. By the middle of the second day, he had counted to 2,000, and he wasn't even halfway finished. By the end, he counted a grand total of 4,844 rings. This tree had lived to nearly 5,000 years. Curry was horrified. He was responsible for killing the oldest living tree in the world. There was an uproar around the country, and people called him a murderer. Curry was apparently so disturbed, he stopped studying trees or anything living for that matter. He spent the rest of his career studying salt flats. Curry probably never let go of the past or forgave himself for what he had done. More than 20 years later, he was being interviewed by a TV reporter about his salt flat research when he was asked, "Aren't you the Curry who cut down the oldest tree in the world?" Mid-interview, Curry turned his back and ran.
Now listen again.
The oldest tree in the world died one day in 1964. Its name was Prometheus, and Donald Curry cut it down. It was not only the oldest tree, but the oldest living thing ever recorded. Curry wasn't an uncaring logger or farmer making room for crops. He was a 30-year-old graduate student doing research into climate change throughout history. Trees are windows into the past. By studying the spaces between the rings that form each year, we can learn something about the experience of each tree during that period of its life. Was it warmer or colder? Was it wetter or drier? In this way, trees are repositories of Earth history. Curry wasn't planning on killing any trees. He had a special drill to remove samples from trees without cutting them down. That was the plan, but his drill got stuck in the first tree that he found. This was an irreplaceable drill from Sweden, and without it, his research would have to stop. Curry didn't know what to do and went looking for help. A local park ranger told him, "Don't worry, there are dozens of these trees in the park. We'll just cut it down and remove your drill." Neither Curry nor the park ranger knew that Prometheus was a special tree when they killed the oldest life form known on Earth. At that time, they had no idea just how old it was. After retrieving his drill, Curry took a look at the rings inside. Each ring corresponded to a year of the tree's life. By the end of the day, he had counted 1,000 years back in history. By the middle of the second day, he had counted to 2,000, and he wasn't even halfway finished. By the end, he counted a grand total of 4,844 rings. This tree had lived to nearly 5,000 years. Curry was horrified. He was responsible for killing the oldest living tree in the world. There was an uproar around the country, and people called him a murderer. Curry was apparently so disturbed, he stopped studying trees or anything living for that matter. He spent the rest of his career studying salt flats. Curry probably never let go of the past or forgave himself for what he had done. More than 20 years later, he was being interviewed by a TV reporter about his salt flat research when he was asked, "Aren't you the Curry who cut down the oldest tree in the world?" Mid-interview, Curry turned his back and ran.
Now turn to part two. You will hear a conversation between a man, Marco, and his wife Sarah about a film they have just seen at the cinema. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
So, what did you think of the film?
I didn't know what it would be like. I wasn't very keen to see it when you suggested it. But I'm pleased I came now.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it.
And it was great to see scenes of London in the background. I'm sure I recognised the hotel where we stayed last year.
I wasn't sure it was London at first, but then I recognised the place we stayed too. It was nice to see it, wasn't it?
Oh, my legs are stiff from sitting for so long. Over 3 hours, wasn't it?
At least. I didn't notice the time going by at all, though. I was interested in the film. I thought it was good, and I usually hate long films. I often find them a bit boring.
Well, the man sitting next to me didn't find it as interesting as you did. Did you see? He fell asleep after 15 minutes.
Oh, I didn't notice.
And the two women in front kept talking right through the exciting bits. I couldn't concentrate. I was really angry.
It's a shame they talked when the main actor was on screen. I can't remember his name, but I liked his acting. He was brilliant.
You're right. He must be a new actor. I haven't seen him before. He's obviously going to have a great career.
And the director's really good too. I think I prefer the other films he's made, though. His earliest one was probably the most entertaining.
Oh, I must see that then. Perhaps we could get it on DVD.
Good idea. We could stop at the shop on the way home and see if they've got it.
Right.
Now listen again.
So, what did you think of the film?
I didn't know what it would be like. I wasn't very keen to see it when you suggested it. But I'm pleased I came now.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it.
And it was great to see scenes of London in the background. I'm sure I recognised the hotel where we stayed last year.
I wasn't sure it was London at first, but then I recognised the place we stayed too. It was nice to see it, wasn't it?
Oh, my legs are stiff from sitting for so long. Over 3 hours, wasn't it?
At least. I didn't notice the time going by at all, though. I was interested in the film. I thought it was good, and I usually hate long films. I often find them a bit boring.
Well, the man sitting next to me didn't find it as interesting as you did. Did you see? He fell asleep after 15 minutes.
I didn't notice.
And the two women in front kept talking right through the exciting bits. I couldn't concentrate. I was really angry.
It's a shame they talked when the main actor was on screen. I can't remember his name, but I liked his acting. He was brilliant.
You're right. He must be a new actor. I haven't seen him before. He's obviously going to have a great career.
And the director's really good too. I think I prefer the other films he's made, though. His earliest one was probably the most entertaining.
Oh, I must see that then. Perhaps we could get it on DVD.
Good idea. We could stop at the shop on the way home and see if they've got it.
Right.
Now turn to part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. Two overseas students called Spiros and Hiroko have just finished the first semester of their university course. They are discussing with their English language teacher how they coped with the course. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Before we start, Spiros and Hiroko, thanks for coming in today to talk about your recent study experiences. And congratulations to you both in doing so well in your first semester exams.
Thank you.
I'd like to discuss with you the value of the English for Academic Purposes course you did here last year before starting your university course. Spiros, if I could start with you, what parts of the program have now proved to be particularly valuable to you?
I think that having to do a seminar presentation really helped me. For example, a couple of weeks ago in our marketing subject, when it was my turn to give a presentation, I felt quite confident. Of course, I was still nervous, but because I had done one before, I knew what to expect. Also, I know I was well prepared, and I had practiced my timing. In fact, I think that in relation to some of the other people in my group, I did quite a good job, because my overall style was quite professional. What about you, Hiroko?
That's interesting. In my group, I was really surprised by the way the students did their presentations. They just read their notes aloud. Can you believe that? They didn't worry about their presentation style or keeping eye contact with their audience. And I remember that these things were really stressed to us in the course here.
So how did you approach your presentation, Hiroko?
Well, to speak frankly, I read my notes too. At the time, it was a relief to do it this way, but actually, when I had finished, I didn't feel any real sense of satisfaction. I didn't feel positive about the experience at all.
That's a pity. You know, although I was pleased with my presentation, I am not so pleased with my actual performance right now in the tutorials. During the whole semester, I've not said anything in our tutorial discussions. Not a word.
Really, Spiros? Why is that? Do the other students talk too much?
It's partly that, but it's mostly because I have had no confidence to speak out. Their style of speaking is so different. It's not the style we were used to during the course. They use so many colloquialisms. They're not very polite, and sometimes there seems to be no order in their discussion. Also, they are very familiar with each other, so because they know each other's habits, they can let each other into the discussion.
You're right, Spiros. I have experienced that too.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
For most of this semester, I've said absolutely nothing in tutorials. But recently, I've been trying to speak up more, and I just jump in, and I've noticed an interesting thing. I've noticed that if they thought my point was interesting or new, then the next time they actually asked for my opinion. And then it was much easier for me to be part of the discussion.
Oh, that's great, Hiroko. I hope that happens for me next semester. I'll have to work hard to find some interesting points. What helped you to find these ideas?
I think that one thing that helped me with this was the reading. I've had to do so much reading this semester just to help me make sense of the lectures. At first, I couldn't understand what the lectures were talking about. So I had to turn to the books and journals. Every night I read for hours, using the lists of references that were given, and I made pages of notes. At breakfast, I read and read my notes again. This habit has helped me to follow the ideas in the lectures, and it's also given me some ideas to use in the tutorials.
But I did so much reading anyway. I don't think there's any time left over for anything extra. My reading speed is still quite slow, though I'm much better at dealing with vocabulary than I used to be.
What else do you think we could add to the course program to help with this reading problem?
There's not really anything because it's my problem. I remember we were given long articles to read. We didn't like that, but now I realize that reading those long articles was good preparation for the things I need to read now. Also, in class, we regularly had speed reading tasks to do, and we kept a record of our reading speed, so the teachers were encouraging us to work on that.
That's true, Spiros, but what we read could have been different. Sometimes in the English class, I felt frustrated when I had to read articles about the environment or health or education, because I wanted to concentrate on my own field, but we didn't read anything about engineering. So I think I wasted some time learning vocabulary I didn't need.
But surely the strategies you were taught for dealing with that vocabulary were helpful?
Yes, but psychologically speaking, I would have felt much better working on reading from my own field. What do you think, Spiros?
Oh, I agree. That would have helped my confidence too, and I would have been more motivated. It was good, though, that we could work on our own topics when we wrote the research assignments.
Okay. Let's move on to writing now.
Now listen again. Two overseas students called Spiros and Hiroko have just finished the first semester of their university course. They are discussing with their English language teacher how they coped with the course. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Before we start, Spiros and Hiroko, thanks for coming in today to talk about your recent study experiences, and congratulations to you both in doing so well in your first semester exams.
Thank you.
I'd like to discuss with you the value of the English for Academic Purposes course you did here last year before starting your university course. Spiros, if I could start with you, what parts of the program have now proved to be particularly valuable to you?
I think that having to do a seminar presentation really helped me. For example, a couple of weeks ago in our marketing subject, when it was my turn to give a presentation, I felt quite confident. Of course, I was still nervous, but because I had done one before, I knew what to expect. Also, I know I was well prepared, and I had practiced my timing. In fact, I think that in relation to some of the other people in my group, I did quite a good job, because my overall style was quite professional. What about you, Hiroko?
That's interesting. In my group, I was really surprised by the way the students did their presentations. They just read their notes aloud. Can you believe that? They didn't worry about their presentation style or keeping eye contact with their audience. And I remember that these things were really stressed to us in the course here.
So how did you approach your presentation, Hiroko?
Well, to speak frankly, I read my notes too. At the time, it was a relief to do it this way, but actually when I had finished, I didn't feel any real sense of satisfaction. I didn't feel positive about the experience at all.
That's a pity. You know, although I was pleased with my presentation, I am not so pleased with my actual performance right now in the tutorials. During the whole semester, I've not said anything in our tutorial discussions. Not a word.
Really, Spiros? Why is that? Do the other students talk too much?
It's partly that, but it's mostly because I have had no confidence to speak out. Their style of speaking is so different. It's not the style we were used to during the course. They use so many colloquialisms. They're not very polite, and sometimes there seems to be no order in their discussion. Also, they are very familiar with each other, so because they know each other's habits, they can let each other into the discussion.
You're right, Spiros. I have experienced that too.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
For most of this semester, I've said absolutely nothing in tutorials. But recently, I've been trying to speak up more, and I just jump in, and I've noticed an interesting thing. I've noticed that if they thought my point was interesting or new, then the next time they actually asked for my opinion, and then it was much easier for me to be part of the discussion.
Oh, that's great, Hiroko. I hope that happens for me next semester. I'll have to work hard to find some interesting points. What helped you to find these ideas?
I think that one thing that helped me with this was the reading. I've had to do so much reading this semester just to help me make sense of the lectures. At first, I couldn't understand what the lectures were talking about, so I had to turn to the books and journals. Every night, I read for hours, using the lists of references that were given, and I made pages of notes. At breakfast, I read and read my notes again. This habit has helped me to follow the ideas in the lectures, and it's also given me some ideas to use in the tutorials.
But I did so much reading anyway. I don't think there's any time left over for anything extra. My reading speed is still quite slow, though I'm much better at dealing with vocabulary than I used to be.
What else do you think we could add to the course program to help with this reading problem?
There's not really anything because it's my problem. I remember we were given long articles to read. We didn't like that, but now I realize that reading those long articles was good preparation for the things I need to read now. Also, in class, we regularly had speed reading tasks to do, and we kept a record of our reading speed, so the teachers were encouraging us to work on that.
That's true, Spiros, but what we read could have been different. Sometimes in the English class, I felt frustrated when I had to read articles about the environment or health or education, because I wanted to concentrate on my own field, but we didn't read anything about engineering. So I think I wasted some time learning vocabulary I didn't need.
But surely the strategies you were taught for dealing with that vocabulary were helpful?
Yes, but psychologically speaking, I would have felt much better working on reading from my own field. What do you think, Spiros?
Oh, I agree. That would have helped my confidence too, and I would have been more motivated. It was good, though, that we could work on our own topics when we wrote the research assignments.
Okay, let's move on to writing now.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.